what has happened is the change in the demographic of who is going into the military, and that's a major change. When I went in 40 years ago, your sergeant told you what you could do, and almost everybody else was single. But today is these ladies and gentlemen are joining up, and they all have families. They have children. And so that they have, you know, different responsibilities, you know, versus even 20 years ago. And that's what we see is a major, major change in the demographics. And what has happened is that basically many of the people going in are now have families.
Grants are provided too? How does that work?
We have raised a fair amount of money, and what we do is we go out there and we try to give them, and we understand we're going to have losses within the program, but the foundation guarantees against the losses, and our loss rate is pretty much what we expected. Since the start of the program, the loss rate is about is in the 15% area. The nice thing is what we've seen throughout the programs, they got the financial education. We've seen over time is that less and less people have come back for that second and third loan because they've gotten the financial counseling. But that's what we want. We want, if we can get that other 85% to become better off and knowledgeable in how to handle their finances, we're ahead of the game.
I get the feeling I'm the only person in America who doesn't know about the PenFed Foundation, or
well,
are you trying to get more of the word out?
We're trying to. That's one of the reasons I'm out here in California as we speak, is that, you know, we're trying to get our word out. The other thing that we do from this side, from the foundation side, is we also provide first-time homebuyer grants. We will provide up to $5,000 to DOD, DHS, military people who qualify and are buying their first house. And what they have to do in that is to go through mortgage financial training that has been set down. So they go through this training.
And we're talking with Christopher Flynn, the president of the PenFed Foundation. What can people do to learn more? Is there a website where people can go to learn more?
They can go to foundation has a website, or actually they can go to PenFed.org, which is the credit union's website, and they can. There's a block there. They can. It says it will click you and go. You go right to the foundation. The foundation's website is Pentagon Federal. PenFedFoundation.org.
And you're separate from PenFed per se?
Yes. PenFed, we're a subsidiary.
Okay.
And PenFed pays for all of the expenses, all of my salary and all of the people who work in the foundation and our workspace and all that. PenFed picks up, so almost every dollar that is contributed by corporations, individuals, foundations, gets rolled into these programs. We also have a program in which we help out our wounded, in that basically is if somebody comes into Walter Reed, we do a lot of cases where people come in with their families and they can't afford daycare, so we will pay for the daycare. So the spouses can get together and get that private time that's needed, and the children can get the socialization. We've put ramps in wounded warriors' houses so they can get up a ramp and get into the facilities they have. We've helped fix up cars. In Puerto Rico, we've provided a driver to go to the outer part of the island to pick up wounded and bring them to the VA hospital.
If people want to donate money, is that appropriate, or are you?
Oh no, very definitely. Either if they go to the foundation site or to PenFed.org site, you'll see a thing that says donate, and then go and do that. And people have been very kind to us. We also run two big events. One is a gala, which we will have on the 19th of May this year, and we're honoring all of the medical people, from the people in the field in Afghanistan and Iraq, all the way through people in the Veterans Administration.